Chronology. It is believed, though not recorded in written form, that the Bulom Shabru people were present along the coast of Sierra Leone before the 1200s, if not earlier, before European contact with Sierra Leone. By the beginning of the 1400s, many tribes from other parts of Africa had migrated and settled in what came to be known as Sierra Leone. Among these tribes were the Timini. They settled along the northern coast of present-day Sierra Leone, and the Mende, another major tribe, occupied the south. There were 15 additional tribes, scattered in different parts of the country. 1462. The written history of Sierra Leone begins when Portuguese explorers land, naming the mountains surrounding what is now Freetown, Sierra Leoa, Lion Mountains, due to their leonine shape. 1500 to early 1700s. European traders stopped regularly on the Sierra Leone Peninsula, exchanging cloth and metal goods for ivory, timber, and a small number of slaves. 1652. The first slaves in North America are brought from Sierra Leone to the Sea Islands, off the coast of the southern United States. 1700 to 1800. A slave trade thrives between Sierra Leone and the plantations of South Carolina and Georgia, where the slaves' rice farming skills made them particularly valuable. 1787. British abolitionists helped 400 free slaves from the United States, Nova Scotia, and Britain return to Africa to settle in what they call the Province of Freedom in Sierra Leone. These Creole, as they come to be called, are from all areas of Africa. 1791. Other groups of freed slaves join the Province of Freedom settlement, and it soon becomes known as Freetown, the name of the current capital of Sierra Leone. 1792. Freetown becomes one of Britain's first colonies in West Africa. 1800. Free slaves from Jamaica arrived in Freetown. 1808. Sierra Leone becomes a British Crown colony. The British government uses Freetown as its naval base for anti-slavery patrols. 1821 through 1874. Freetown serves as the residence of the British governor, who also rules the Gold Coast, now Ghana, and the Gambia settlements. 1827. Frabe College is established and rapidly becomes a magnet for English-speaking Africans on the West Coast. For more than a century, it is the only European-style university in Western Sub-Saharan Africa. 1839. Slaves aboard a ship called Amistad revolt to secure their freedom. Their leader, Shengbe Pierre, or Joseph Senke, as he becomes known in the United States, as a young Mende man from Sierra Leone. 1898. Britain imposes a hot tax in Sierra Leone, decreeing that the inhabitants of the new protectorate be taxed on the size of their huts as payment for the privilege of British administration. This sparks two rebellions in the hinterland, one by the Timini tribe and the other by the Mende tribe. 1951. A constitution is enacted by the British to give some power to the inhabitants, providing a framework for decolonization. 1953. Local ministerial responsibility is introduced, and Samilton Magai is appointed chief minister. 1960. Samilton Magai becomes prime minister following the completion of successful constitutional talks in London. April 27, 1961. Sierra Leone becomes independent, with Samilton Magai as its first prime minister. The country opts for parliamentary system within the Commonwealth of Nations. The following year, Samilton Magai's Sierra Leone People's Party, SLPP, which led the country to independence, wins the first general election under universal adult franchise. 1964, Samilton Magai dies, and his half-brother, Sir Albert Magai, succeeds him as prime minister. May 1967. In closely contested elections, the All People's Congress, APC, wins a plurality of the parliamentary seats. Accordingly, the Governor-General representing the British monarch declares Shaka Stevens, APC leader and mayor of Freetown, the new prime minister.